There's Greg Brown with the lowdown on the track. Mark Hunter joins us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
The meeting today, we've got the eight races. How did you find it?
It's interesting, that track report, where we said there's a bit of wear 3 metres off the fence on the circle. If you do the videos for the recent meetings, the ones getting through on the inside have definitely got an advantage at Wangaratta, so that's interesting. A couple of races have been decimated by scratchings, but I still think there's some meat in the program.
Okay, well, let's kick things off. Race one over the 1590, the maiden. And in this race, there are no scratchings. We've got number two, Castle Rock at $3.20, $8.50 for Ruby's Jewel, $2.70 for Chapada, $9 for High Beam.
I think it's a race with two main chances, 2 and 8, and I'm going with Castle Rock, who's had the one run back from a spell at Pakenham, probably in a weaker race than Chapada ran in, but Castle Rock ran well, finished the race off strongly. It's going to run the mile strongly here, and it's going to get a great run from the draw. To beat number 8, Chapada, I'm sure it's the best horse in the race. It comes through a really strong race down there at Geelong where it never had any room to wind up. I did hear Mike Moroney on television saying that it's missed works in 10, so that's what made me turn the selections around. Third pick, number 10, High Beam, was good two starts ago, disgraceful last time. It can do better than that and drawn for a good run. And then number 7, Ruby's Jewel, who's not far off a win. It's just run into a maiden here with a bit of depth. I'll go 2, 8, 10 and 7.
2, 8, 10 and 7. We go over to race 2, 3-year-old fillies race over 1,100. Take out 1, 2, 5, 8, 10, 13 and 14. Number 3, Betty G, 480. 330 for Miss Libertas. 7 for Polished Diamond. 340 for Romaconi. And Sky calls at 5.
Yeah, I found this a tricky little race. I've got a tip number 9, Polished Diamond. Now, the trial, it led up the trial, jumped and showed good natural speed, but then just wanted to hang the outside fence from the 400. Geordie Childs rode it there. He virtually had no control whatsoever from the 400-metre mark, but even up the straight, even though he couldn't steer it, it was down the outside fence, it was still showing ability, making some ground. So I'm sure the ability's there. I just hope the manners have improved. To beat number 11, Romaconi, who's going to get a beautiful run from the draw of the stablemate, it's got a good chance. Number 7, Miss Libertas, and number 3, Betty G. We're in the same trial at Cranbourne, not much between them. I've just got Miss Libertas ahead of Betty G for third. I'll go 9, 11, 7 and 3.
So we go 9 from 11, 7 and 3 in race 2. Over to the third, this is a maiden over 1,100. 1, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 are all out. We've got number 2, Abazka at 8.50. Then we're down to 3.10, Dark Villain. 2.40 for Lecture. Parody misses at 7.
Yeah, I haven't seen numbers 2 or 4. It's a really weak race. I'll put number 13, Lecture, on top, who trialled at Caulfield. It showed enough speed to say that it will be in a handy spot here. And without being an outstanding trial, it was probably good enough to win this race. To beat number 11, Dark Villain, it's got the best form. It's got that third at Caulfield there 2 runs ago. Gee, I just thought a recent trial, it might have gone better. So that's my query there. 14, Parody miss. Has trialled just fairly, but it's next best on form, and I threw number 2, Basker, in. I don't know it, but I couldn't recommend the rest. I'll go 13, 11, 14 and 2.
13, 11, 14 and 2 in race number 3. Race 4, maiden 1300. You can take out runners 8 and 10. We've got number 3, Melors at 370, 440 Titan Blinders, 270 for Farthing Wooden, Your Desires at 6.
Yeah, number 13, Farthing Woods, my pick in a good little maiden here. There's a few chances. It's had a few tries. It's no star. There were no excuses last time, but it's going to get a beautiful run here from the gate. It's fit, and it's going to break through soon, and today could well be the day. To beat 11, Titan Blinders, who comes out of a much, much stronger race last time. It's trialled well enough to say that it's going to run well here. 12, Dream Waker. It's come through a couple of handy races, this horse. It's going to win a race very soon, just run into a good maiden. And number 3, Mellors, who had every possible chance last time, looked home and just got run down. 13, 11, 12 and 3.
13, 11, 12 and 3. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie, take out the 2. We've got number 1, Electric Charlie, 9. 9.50, Flying Cyril. Radiant Warrior, 3.50. 7.50, World. All That She Wants at $2.40.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to rush into the short odds, All That She Wants, but it's my pick. I thought the debut win was never going to lose. It won okay. There were not much, or there wasn't much in the way of quality behind it, but it's gone for a spell. It's come back here, and I think it's trialled, and certainly looks like it's improved this time around. So put it on top, getting a good run up near the speed to beat number 5, Rory Mack. He's a beauty, this old horse. This is his time of year. He was a good win first up. He'll be out the back and running on strongly. 4, Radiant Warrior, won well enough fresh. It's going to be suited by this extra distance. And then number 1, Electric Charlie, who probably needs further. will be at the back, weaving through. The small field will help it. It'll be running on strongly. 7.5.4.1.
7.5.4.1. Race 6 is over 15.90. Take out runners 1, 6 and also 9. Number 2, Kugel Blitz at 6.50. 5.50 running in Paris. Evie Matilda's at $1.90 and High Suppose at 4.60.
Yeah, I think it's the best for the day, Evie Matilda. It's had the two starts for the Freedman Stable for a good win, beating a handy field there. I think second and third both went on to win at the next start. Then last time it pushed forward from the gate, it got into third. Two leaders just went suicidal pace up front and just made Evie Matilda chase the fast speed the whole way, and it was just run down in the straight. I think it gets a much, much better run here. Flip of the coin or near enough to at odds, but I think it wins. I think a standout for second is number 10, High Suppose. It's been running on strongly. It's my anchor for the multiples. Then number 4, Give It Evidence, who was just given no hope at all last time, can improve. And 7, Reigning in Paris, who's consistent, it's limited, gets a beautiful run from the gate, will be well ridden, and it's got a strong place chance. 8, 10, 4 and 7.
8 from 10, 4, 7. Race number 7. This race, takeout number 13. Here we've got the 2 Max Striker, 8, $6 Just Stella, $5.50 up the stairs, $5 for Sticks, down to L Street, who's a $6 chance.
Yeah, I think this is the best value for the day, number 2 Max Striker. It's a horse that is lightly raced but always shown ability. It's had the two runs back over unsuitable trips. Last time it drifted back and just ran into backsides all the way up the straight. It was very strong through the line. I think 1,300 metres is ideal, and it's got a fantastic each-way chance to beat number 7 up the stairs. Up the stairs, trial recently, went to the front and won the trial. Looks to have come back well. Number 9, Sticks. Only won the maiden last time in a small field, but it's an improver. Just got that wide gate to overcome. And 4th pick, number 4, Just Stella, who, just amazing how she's turned her form around. She looked gone for all money, but her recent form's fantastic. She's not without a winning chance again. 2, 7, 9 and 4.
2 from 7, 9 and 4. And now we're over to the final event, race number 8. Takeout runners 1, 2, also 6, 7, 8 and other withdrawals. We've got in the market number 3, Bonnie, at 5, 5 for Jen's Miss. Then we're down to $5 for Liberty's Gift, $3.80 Star of Seas, and you're looking at bigger odds than the others.
Yeah, it's a tricky little race. I'm with number 9, Liberty's Gift, who hasn't quite lived up to the promise it showed early in its career. Its last two runs have been good, in pretty average company, but I think this is a weak race. It'll sit back off the fast pace, it'll be strong late, and it's got a good chance of getting over the top of them. To beat number 11, Stolen Time, who just had to work a bit hard last time, has got a good chance. 14, Call Me Betty, it will poke through from that inside gate, might run a place, and 10, Sea of Stars. Look, it hasn't shown much to date, but it's in the stable where you have to respect it in a race like this. I'll go 9, 11, 14 and 10.
So we go 9, 11, 14 and 10, and what's your best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
My best is race 6, number 8, Evie Matilda. My roughie is race 7, number 2, Max Striker. Quaddie will cost you $32 for 50 cents. We'll go first leg 1, 4, 5 and 7. Second leg, 1 out, number 8. Third leg, 2, 4, 7 and 9. Come home 9, 10, 11 and 14. Play of the day, I'm going to settle on race 6, the trifecta. I'm going to go 8, Evie Matilda to win. 10, High Suppose for second. And for third, we'll have numbers 4 and 7. And just flip them around. 8 to win, 4 and 7 for second, and 10 for third.
Okay, thanks for that, Mark. Good punting.
Thank you.